Tonight's discourse will be what I call Visiting Day Shilas. Visiting Day just happened on Ba'aleinu L'Toiva. I think we only have time for two of them. One of them really involves you. You were aided and embedded this Shiloh. It's called Gnevas Das. You served a meal that's never been served and never will be served in Camp Misora's history. Fish. I never saw a fish. The only fish I saw was, you know, similar than I did. Similar to the chicken nuggets that we saw tonight that had no chicken in them. This was a fancy schmancy. But now you're going ahead and you're painting and you're doing all these wonderful things, and all of a sudden Shabbos Kodesh starts and you hear, you know, it's visiting day when the lawnmowers start. Okay, it's another Shiloh Amir Lakum, not for now. But the Shiloh really is, aren't we duping the parents? The parents walk in and they see, okay, they know the balloons aren't, that's not there all the time, but they see, the first thing they see is the, wow, look at these softball fields, I can't believe they're gorgeous. Right? That doesn't look like that way all the time. That's Shiloh number one. Shiloh number two, which will be our first one, because it's a little bit more difficult for both sides, is a Shiloh that a student, a camper asked me. I can't believe it. So, you know, I give this Hakan Halacha Shir on Shabbos. I don't tape it, too. So I don't want it to go on the internet. Oh, also because of Shabbos. And he asked me this question that was so funny on one hand, and then I'm like, wow, he was being serious. He says, well, Rebbe, tomorrow, that's the way the camper talk. Rebbe, tomorrow is visiting day, he said. And visiting day, you know, you have to like be nice to your parents. He's like, but I don't think I have to. I'm like, what do you mean? Your parents are traveling like 4.5 hours to see you. He goes, no, you don't know my dad. He's a Russia. I was like, whoa, dude, calm down. He goes, no. My dad's a Russia. He says, I once heard somewhere, you know, this is what happens in high school sometimes. Some Rebbe says one thing, and he says, I don't have to show cover to my father. I don't even spend time with my parents. They're Rishayim. So we'll get to exactly what he meant that they're Rishayim. And maybe as, you know, kids, we might think, oh, my parents are, you know, my parents are, why are your parents in Russia? I'll tell you why my parents are Russia. It's a Moitzi Shabbos once. It's 11 o'clock at night, and I decide I want to go out with my friends. There were no cars at home except my dad's Lamborghini, and my father's like, I'm really sorry, son, you can't, you know, you just got your license a few, I hate you, dad, you're a Russia, you know, like, okay, but let's say really, really, mamish. Now, I want to tell you what I'm not discussing tonight, okay, it's a discussion. I'm not talking about abuse, Rachman al-Utslan, which is a whole different Shiloh. God forbid if one of the parents was abusive, physically or mentally, but on a lower level, mental abuse, or mamish, he's a Russia because he's a Balavera. Right? Everybody thinks he's a great guy. He's got a building named for him. But you know what happens inside your house. And you know what type of father he really is. And you know that he steals, lies, and cheats. Again, these are all hypothetical cases, I hope. So let's delve into it. So there's a Rambam in Hilchos Maimarim. And it talks about the Russia of all Russias, I guess. You have a Shaila about a mamzer. The mamzer really hates his dad. Why? His dad, you know, really screwed up on this one. No pun intended, right? He really did. That was a good one. He really did something wrong over here, right?
I'm good.
And now, good. So, later. So, what happened? It's visiting day. You're all tired. It's okay. I want to try to wake you up. So, what happens? He doesn't want to respect his father. He's now a mamzer. He can't marry a regular girl now. So says the Rambam, Hilchos Maimarim Perek Vav. So one would think that there's no chiyuv. Hamamzer chayev bechvodo aviv, chvodo umarav, afal pishu pater al makato veklalato. Even though normally that if you hit or curse your father, you're chayev, he's not chayev. Ad shiyasa tshuva, until his father does tshuva. Afilo haya aviv rasha. Another case, in this case, obviously the father's probably a Russia also. Let's say your father's a Russia, Ubal Averus, and he does Averus. Mechavdo Misarimenu. You have to fear him and you have to show him honor. Ro Oved Al Divrei Torah. You see that he violates the Torah. Lo Yamro Lo Abba Averus Al Divrei Torah. You're not supposed to disagree with your father and say, hey, Russia, what are you doing? Everybody knows that friendly cake is not kosher. What are you eating it for? Okay, those know what are my references. So the question is that halacha l'maisa comes along the Shulchan Aruch, Gepaskin, in Simon Reish Mem, like this. Mamzer chay bechvoda aviv umaro. Afilo haya aviv rasho ba'alveros mechavda miserimenu. Mamzer Rambam. Says the Haggah, Ashkenazim, listen carefully. V'yesh omim teno b'chayv l'chvodo aviv rasha. Ela imkein asa tshuva. Says the Ramah, possibly something, a huge chiddush. Your father's a rasha, you don't have to follow, unless he does tshuva. He does tshuva, we allow tshuva. A person's allowed to be an aveira, but he's allowed to do tshuva. That's the whole purpose of human nature, our Yom Kippur process, our Elo process, is that. So maybe the Ramah is saying that I don't have to show kavod to my father. And this is a big discussion in the Poskim. For example, the Birkei Yosef, the Chida, he says, well, let's define what a Rasha is. Rasha is a colloquial term we use.
He's a Rasha. This guy's a Rasha.
What does it mean, he's a Rasha? So a Rasha is a term, what we call a Rasha Gomer, is something different. And the Birkei Yosef says he has to be Mamas a Rasha, and there's different categories of what a Rasha is. But comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, wait a minute, stop. He says there's such a thing as what we call a person who can be a Ose Tshuva, what we call the Mafreya. This is very interesting. There's a famous Gemara that you probably know, which tells us the following line. The place where a Baal Tshuva stands, a Afilu Tzadik Gomer can't stand. Let's explain that. What does that mean? You have a guy who's a Baal Aveiros. He went to fill-in-the-blank high school his entire life. And all of a sudden, at 18 years old, he decides, I'm going to go to yeshiva and become the firmest person that ever lived on this planet. And now, all those 18 years of his life, he does tshuva for. Everything he did. Says the Ramban, you did what's called tshuva l'mafreya. Rad Baz explains, your mitzvos have become, your averus have become mitzvos. So now think about it. Go back to the tzaddik. The tzaddik I'm just making up now, this year, has 1 million mitzvos that he did. Guess what? The Baal Tshuva has like 16 million mitzvos, because every aveira he did becomes a mitzvah. So he says you're going to have a problem. You're going to hold like the Ramah, not show kavod to your father because he's a Rasha. But once he does tshuva l'mafreya, what happens? You didn't show him honor when now he became a tzaddik. Or we can say even better. Says the Be'er Yaakov, what about the famous line in the Gemara in Kedushin? Everybody loves this line, right? This is like the cool Gemaras where, you know, the way things used to be. Right? Used to go up to a girl and instead of having a whole ring ceremony, this happens in camps all the time, right? Some kid goes to the canteen. Apparently there are some canteens, we're not aware of this, where there are boys and girls together. So you go to one of these canteens, and he goes up to a girl and he takes a can of soda and he does A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Right? And what happens? And it comes off on S for Sprinzel, because that's her name. And you're like, oh my God, S for Sprinzel, it's Minashamayim. And he takes this little ring, right? This little piece of metal, and he says, Hareyat Mikudeshatli, Bitabatsu, Gedas Moshev Yisrael. And his friends are there, and they're really smart. And they're like, Kedushin Mazel Tov, Yishkoyach. Right? This happens every so often in a camp. So then they have a whole diyun, they have a whole Masel Matan with the Rabbanim. Is it Sheva Pruta? It has to be. Okay, Yishkoyach. But now you have even a cooler Gemara. The guy comes, he's a waiter, and he thinks he's so from. But he's got a problem. Nebuch, this waiter, for some reason, the crazy person in charge of the waiting, the waiter ahead, gave him to wait on girls, teen girls, Lalenu. And he likes these girls. He thinks they're Eisgehalten. Yeah. So now what happens? These girls are Eisgehalten, and he's so excited. And he goes up to one of the girls, and he's like, hey, Sprintz. It's a new Sprintzel. He's like, hey, Sprintz, what's going on? Maybe I can meet you later in the canteen. And she's like, oh, did you hear what happened there last night? With the, So he meets her there, and she's like, listen, you're a nice guy and everything, but let's be honest, I go to pick your name. No, no, this is the other way. I go to SKA, right? And I'm a tzaddikus, because that's what my teacher told me. And you, Nebuch lo aleinu, you go to. Good. I didn't say it. You said it. I can't get in trouble. It's on why you told her. I'm not going to get in trouble. You go to ex yeshiva, and she says, you're not so great. So he says, okay, I'm going to mekadesh you that I'm a tzaddik. I'm a nashu tzaddik. And she says, oh, if you're a tzaddik, fine. Famous Gemara says what? Suffolk Kedushin. He's not, by the way, I've got to tell you, he's not a tzaddik. The guy's not a tzaddik. He's a waiter. He comes to shir, but his head's down the whole entire time. He doesn't show any cover to the rav. Right? It's hype. These are all hypothetical cases. Rabbi Yisai, it doesn't, we're not, this is, we're talking about a canteen that has mixed boys and girls. It can't be you guys. So, crazy. So, comes along the Gemara and says, it's Safi Kedushin. What does it mean? Shema Yahar B'tshuva? The moment that he said this to the girl, he wasn't just saying it because who knows what. He said it because he says, you know what? It wouldn't be so bad to be a good boy. Comes along the Be'er Yaakov and he says, Shema Yahar B'tshuva. Take this Russia father and you see him doing an Aveira, right? And the moment he does that Aveira, as he's doing the Aveira, he's stealing. You see him stealing. And he takes the money, and as he takes the money, he says, what am I doing? What am I doing? I can't believe I'm doing this. This is terrible. Whatever it might be. Or he takes the money, and as he's walking out, he says, Ashamnu bagamnu, I can't believe I did this. Gazalnu. So says the Be'er Yaakov, you have to show cover for your father who's a Russia because Shema Yahar B'tshuva. How do you know what's going on? You know at night what he does? Maybe he says a Shema Yisrael with great, and he says, Rebbeinu Shlomo, B'nai Michael, please forgive me. And finally, says the Or HaChaim, a fascinating shot, and he says, no, it's so much easier because of, well, let's define who's a Baal Aveira. There are different types of Aveiras that we do, different categories of Aveiras. There's something called an Aveira L'Te'avon. What's Te'avon mean? L'Te'avon. Talking about appetite. I have an appetite. Sometimes when you're so hungry, you have an appetite for something, you'll even have chicken nuggets. Right? Yeah, it's a story. I heard. Right? And maybe you could have ice cream after, because God knows that it's probably barf. Okay. So, the Or HaChaim says, he's not really called a shame Rasha. You know why? He's not doing the Aveira because it's an Aveira, and he says, I don't think it's important because I'm modern Orthodox and you're allowed to do this. He's in it, but Nebuch, he wasn't taught appropriately, and it's a taiva for him. But he doesn't really, he understands. He comes to Yom Kippur, he doesn't justify. He says, God, I can't believe I did this. We have a concept. Chazon Ish made this more famous, but the Rishonim already discussed something called Tinok Shanishba. Right? You would never say that somebody who's 60 years old now, let's say 80, 90 years old, was a survivor of the Holocaust. And they come and speak in your school, and you're like, what a chutzpah, the guy's not wearing a yarmulke. And the story that the guy tells is, his mother saved his life through putting him into, when he was 3 years old, a Christian monastery, and he lived his whole life as a Christian. That's a good case of Tinok Shanishma. He was held captive, he didn't know any better. Nobody. Nebuch. So it could be that this father's a Russian. He's got a problem. He's got a psychological. He says that you can't define that. So for all these reasons, to go ahead on visiting day and say, my father's a Russian, and I'm not going to show him COVID, and I'm not going to thank him, and I'm not. It's a terrible thing. And in fact, by the way, I should have started with this. The way that the Shulchan Aruch starts the halachas of Kibud Av V'Em in Reish Mem is Tzarech Shizahir Me'od B'Kavod Av V'Imo. You have to be so careful with our kavod. It's something that we lack so much because we don't live in a generation of Akaras HaTov. You know this better than anybody else. How often is it? Maybe the girls are different, but certainly the boys. How often is it you serve somebody, right? You're sitting on that line. You're serving them tonight. How many kids said, thank you, thank you? If they say thank you, you'd be like, whoa, dude, what are you, right? Especially if you're in New York, you're like, What are you from out of town? Why do you say thank you? Right?
Nebuch.
The ultimate level of Karzatov is Kibbutz Avim. Parents come here, they travel, right? They're traveling 4.5, right? The whole day now was just shot. 10 hours, 50, God knows how many hours of traveling. And now you're going to tighten that. Maybe they're not the greatest person in the world, but there's still an element of Karzatov. Again, there's a lot more to learn in this. I just gave you the Russian parakeet. Next thing, and last thing. The fun thing. Gnevas Das. Then what happens? No. So you have the camp sets up. Now I'm gonna wake you up a little bit. I'm gonna need audience participation for this part of the show. So now they're painting, they're doing their thing, everything looks so great, everything looks so wonderful. The parents come and they go, "Wow, this camp is gorgeous. Beautiful. The food is delicious. Amazing." And maybe, in the case of a counselor, they go up to the counselor, they say, "No, how's my son doing?" And you're like, "Well, this is dependent on my tip, so he's really a great kid. Great midos." Right? For a kid who was brought up, you know, by wolves, maybe he would be a good... So this is the concept of Gnevas Das. We're presenting something that is not true. So what is, let's just define for a moment, what is Gnevas Das? It's actually a machlokes in halacha what it is, in the Rishonim. The Ritva quotes the Bali Tosfos based on the Gemara. There's a great Gemara in Chulin and Daf, Tzadik Dalid, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, of Yelezer, of Mintz, of Metz, the Yereim, also says this, that it's based on Mamish the Isser Doraisa in the Saras HaDibros, Lo Tignov, right? Or maybe the other one, Lo Tignovu, because that's talking about other types. The truth is, the word Lo Tignov is talking about kidnapping. But nonetheless, it's stealing. It's a form of stealing. In fact, the Tosefta says, amazingly, in Bava Kamma, that there are 7 types of thieves. The worst type of thievery is called Gnevas Das. Literally, the stealing of money. I'm not stealing any money from you. I'm telling you something. The example the Gemara gives, the most typical example of this, I go up to you, "Hey, what is going on? Wow, I haven't seen you in such a long time. Do me a favor. You got to come to my house for Shabbos." Why am I saying that? I just heard that you're going away for Shabbos. The last thing I want is you to come to my house. What do you say to me? "Wow, that Hartstein guy, he's really a nice guy. I'm not a nice guy. I don't want you to come to my house." Right, it's a typical case of Gnevas Das. It's interesting. The Shari Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yonah, writes that it's actually an Isser, which I think will be a good chiluk, of what's called Midvar Sheker Tirchak. I should stay far away from Sheker, from falsehood. It's true that there are some who qualify this, the Smak, for example. It's not even Isser Daraisa, it's only Isser Rabbanan, because there's no mashmos to it. I'm not physically stealing anything. But some examples the Gemara gives of Gnevas Das. There used to be a custom that when you go to a shiva house, you would bring wine. So Nebuch, this guy, can't bring fancy schmancy wine, but he has the wine bottle that's fancy schmancy, and he fills it with inferior wine. Nobody will ever know. Or he's got a half-open wine, and he fills it up with fancy schmancy wine. The rest of it, he's got the fancy wine, and he adds, and the guy doesn't know. Or you come to my house, and I say to my wife, "I can't believe it's our 25th wedding anniversary," and I pop out fancy wine, holy moly, fanciest wine. I buy a $200 bottle of wine. And that moment, I get a knock on the door, it's my best friend. I go, "Huh, I knew you were coming, look what I just opened up for you, $200 bottle of wine." The guy's like, "Wow." Gemara says this. There's many other different possibilities in the Gemara of these different cases. So the question is as follows. What happens here in camp? So I'm going to quote to you 2 Rambams, seem very similar to each other. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, where it should be. Mechira is the laws of business. And the Rambam writes as follows. Asu liramot et b'nei adam b'mekach omemkar. You can't be a ramai, a trickery. O lignov datam,
Echad ovei kohanim Yisrael. Very important. Doesn't matter who they are, goyim or Jews. Doesn't matter. Shavim bedavazah. Hayadua sheish b'michiro mum. You have to tell them. You're selling your car, and you know the carburetor is horrible. You got to say something. You're selling a sweater, and there's a little red dot on it, and you don't know he can't see it. You have to say to him. That's why I'm selling it. Okay, I'm referencing things. You got to have alumnus know what I'm talking about. The afilu gnov das habrius bedvarim aser. Even if there's no financial gain, or right, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is an important chiddush, where he says this has nothing to do with a financial thing. See, it could be that if I'm inviting Greenberg to my house and I know that he can't come, there's a financial loss here because he's going to call me one day and invite me to my house, and now I have financial gain by being able to eat to his house. Or I'm smart, I know Dafka tonight you're going out, and I say to you, Newt, you want to come to Papagayo's? He's like, I don't believe this. I just happened to be going out tonight. Now what's going to happen next week? He's going to take me to Papagayo's. So I just gained, what is that? I don't know how much it is now, 280 shekel. Says Shulchan Aruch Rav, first Lubavitcher Rebbe, it doesn't matter, it has nothing to do with that. Even if there's no, you can't do that. It's not honest. He gives a lot of different examples of what they are. But it's interesting, because the Rambam doesn't just write this in the laws of business, he writes it in Hilchos Deos. Deos is like the Deya, the laws of knowledge. Here's something you need to know. It's very interesting that he writes it here. In Perek Beis in Hilchos Deos, Halacha Vav, he also says the same idea. Asur l'adam l'hanig atzmo b'devrei chalkos b'peti. V'lo yiyah echad b'pehev echad v'leiv elo toichu kabaro. Your inside and outside should be the same. Don't be a faker and go up to the person and go, wow, you look great. And his inside is saying, no, you don't. You say to him, I have kosher meat for you. And Vinny's like, hey, I love kosher meat. Forget about it. What's the difference? So it's not what you think because he's going to sell to a non-Jew, which could be another Jew. No. It's that he thinks it's kosher. And for some reason, he wants to eat kosher. You're not going to do that. So I have a question for you. Anybody gets this? You get a candy. I don't know if I have it here, but I'll find one for you. I'll steal one from the camp. Why does the Rambam write this in two places? Why does he write in the laws of business and the laws of general important knowledge? Anybody think of a reason why? Different examples. Okay, true, but, and, so. The laws of business, I can maybe understand. It's the laws of business. How do you do business? I can't be dishonest and tell the person, ooh, buy these strawberries. They're the best on the bottom of the worst ones. Yes? Go ahead. Go ahead.
And it's like you said, and data is like misleading someone, and that itself is the big numbers, and actually affects the financial things.
Maybe. I have this little candy. It probably is as old as you are. But it's a candy nonetheless. So I'm just going to expound on what you're saying. Even if there's no financial loss, the laws of Deo, says the Sefer HaKovetz, is what we call ethics. How do you live as a human being? Human beings don't be dishonest. They're not dishonest to people. They just don't live dishonesty. There's the laws of business. That everybody knows the laws of business. That's obvious. The Shulchan Aruch is laws of business. Chayshim Mishmat says the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Gepaskin LaHalacha. Okay, that's beautiful. It's great. Simon, Reish, Chaf, Zion. So Reish Chav Ched tells us the laws. Asul Ramot Bnei Adam Bemekach Uman Kar Lignov Dasan Kigonim Yeshlo Mumba Kemek. Okay, but says the Sefer HaKovetz, you know what halachas of Deos is? How do you act as a human being? You can't be someone who's just dishonest, who goes up to a person. Now it's true that Shulchan Aruch does write, if you assume something that I didn't lead you on to. I go to the hospital to visit grandma. No, she's not doing well. And I get there, and as literally I'm walking to her room, a guy comes out of his room. It's my friend. I didn't even know he was in the hospital. He's like, holy cow, you came all the way here to see me? Wow! And you're like, no, you loser. I don't know. What are you talking about? Right? So there's no chiyuv necessarily to make him feel bad and be like, what I said, I just said. That being said, the Gemara tells a story from Utroya and Rav Safra and Rava. And he's walking in the street and he sees them and he says, "Wow, you came all the way to the end of the town to meet me?" And Rav Safra, the rabbi, says nothing. Rav Safra says to him, "No, we're big rabbis. We wouldn't come to meet a rabbi like you." So the question is, why was he being honest? Maybe you do have to be honest. Again, maybe that first Hilchos Deos idea. It's not ethical what I just did. So what do we say about camp? What do you think? What would be the heter to do all the things that they did over the last 48 hours, knowing that the you're duping the parents? Yeah?
It's not really duping. They know that it's
that. I'm sorry, I don't have another candy. Yes! That's it. Just sell it on eBay. Yes, that's very good. You, Taina, you don't mind, I'm going to disagree with you in a moment. So you, Taina, I feel bad now. Here, take this one. So you feel, you, Taina, it's better. You, Taina, that what? The parents know. What do you think? You think the parents go into the dining room and say, "Oh yeah, we have this all the time. Yeah, tilapia, sure." They know exactly what's going on. Nobody's duping them in that. So could be, that's nice. But I wonder, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah's definition of Gnevas Das, that's Midvar Sheker Tirchak, I should stay away from falsehood. Still a little bit of falsehood here. I still just walked in and saw your baseball field. I promise you for the rest of the summer that baseball field will never look as beautiful as it just did. Is that the reason why I'm picking that place? No! But, I don't know. And that could even be a financial thing. Yes, sir?
I just have a question.
Okay. Yes, you may.
About, like, is it Gnevas Das when the counselor tells the parent that the kid, the best kid in the world, is not? Or is Gnevas Das by making everything look better than it actually is? Because I feel like...
Why isn't it... Well, go ahead. Why do you think it's both?
The counselor, if you tell the parent that their kid's really not the greatest kid at all, then there is more harm being done to the parent than not perceive the camp investment policy. Like, that will affect them versus if you don't have the best sloppy, if you have a regular lunch here,
right,
like bagels or something.
Right.
There's not as much...
Very good. The question in both cases, I could look at it both ways. As, like I said, having a beautiful baseball field is not going to make me now stay at Misora and not go to Morasha. I don't think people are that shallow. Maybe they are. I don't know. But here, I'm asking for MS. I want to know about my child. Now, you could argue actually what you said, and that is that the parent actually doesn't want to know that his child is a bad child. He knows, he probably knows what the child is. He just wants some justification for the fact that, you know, I'm sending my child to a place and he really should be going to a jail instead. You know, he should be going to juvie. You know, but I don't know. Okay, you can see it both ways. Yeah.
Maybe it is us, sir, and it's modern orthodoxy, and we're making a lot of mistakes.
Okay, that's fair. And I'm not going to blame modern orthodoxy, because any other orthodoxy does this as well. This is something that's quite common to do. And in fact, there's a beautiful article that's written here where he goes through this whole lumdus. And he says, there were some amazing professors in Yeshiva University, Professor Levine of blessed memory. So, and many others he quotes. There's a Professor Tamari, I have some of his svarim, I spent Pesach with him once. So he spoke about deceptive bargains, right? You guys go on trips, and you go to Syracuse. And like every other sign is what he calls a deceptive bargain, right? And it says something like, 70% off the entire store, right? And a minute before that, they just raised everything by 70%. Or, this store is closing. It's not ever closing, right? So you could tie it in. I'm not stupid. I know this is the scam. Or it's a clearance sale, right? Or the famous one is, I write on the shirt, $39.99 with an X through it, $19.99. It never was $39.99. It never would sell $39. So you say, but I know what's going on. What do you think? Everybody knows that when you buy that item and it says on it, manufacturer's section, you know, suggested retail price is, nobody ever pays that. Come on now. Unless you live in Israel and you pay like triple that. So it could be. And it could be, like you said, everybody knows what's going on here. That's not a scam. It's not a dupe. It's not. They know that they know what went on here. And the kids probably go telling them, "Oh my God, you should have seen what happened here at Motzi Shabbos. We weren't ready for inspection." I think the kids, "Wow, your bed looks great. I can't. That's your bed looks like at home all the time." I don't believe that. So you're right. It could be that that's not such Gnevas Das. Could be. Very good. So again, Yosef Midvarenu. Again, as I like to just point out, your mamas just started this. The topic of Kibbutz Av V'Em, and certainly even Kabbalah by Russia, we can go on for hours and hours. I know you would want to, but I have to get, you know, I got to wake up early tomorrow, right? But that would be the concept by there, just to get the Rosh Parakim. And the Gnevas Davis as well. It's a very important topic, and I think, just to end off with a little Musar, that the grand point here, I think, is what we said, the two Rambams. One is just, how do you act as an individual? Forget about the laws of business. Am I an honest businessman in the sense of I could live with myself at night knowing that I didn't dupe a person. I didn't tell people. There's a story of Rapam. We quoted Rapam in the beginning. Rapam was well known that his students knew ethics, business ethics was essential to him. There's so many stories where Reisman tells and other of his Talmidim. One story that comes to mind, it's a beautiful story about a person who owned a mattress store. And he would get very upset when his wife would see, when they would ask, are these really the best mattresses? And his wife would say, yes, they are. He's like, so the owner would come out, the husband, and he would say, I think they're really good mattresses, but I don't know if they're the best mattresses ever. Just like unbelievable honesty. It might be actually a really good sales thing, like you really trust the person. But nonetheless, we should think how we talk, how we speak. Is it appropriate? At least that element of Dvar Shefer Tircha is also, I have to stay far away from falsehood. All right. Shkoyach.